Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to My Greenville Home. It is your host here today and every Saturday morning talking real estate, Dan Hamilton with Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Realty, Greenville Upstate. We appreciate you tuning in this Saturday as we bring you the latest news, information, advice to help you make smart real estate decisions. And wow, here we are kind of winding up the summer. It's hard to believe, but it is already getting close to back to school time for a lot of folks. We are here the last Saturday of July as we are talking to you today. Heading into August, of course, means for a lot of folks getting ready for back to school. It'll be fun to see what school looks like this year, hopefully much more in person than we were last year. And as people are kind of heading that way, finishing up vacations, July, as we'll start to kind of compile the numbers and share with you over the next couple weeks, we are starting to see a little more inventory in the market. I think we're seeing a little bit more of a stabilization of the Greenville market. And I think the numbers, while we don't have them yet, will start to kind of bear that out. So in August and September, and I think we're going to just see a really good, stable market here in the upstate of South Carolina. And we're going to chat about that a good bit today. So thank you for tuning in. And as always, if you want to learn more about our team, about the local real estate market, you can go to mygreenvillehome.com. That is the best place to start your real estate research, real estate fact-finding type of thing there. You can go to My Greenville Home. Got a great website there for you. We've created a lot of super content and provide a lot of good links for you to get more information about what's happening here in a local market. And if you go right there to mygreenvillehome.com, at the top of the page, there's some tabs. There's one called Resources. And if you drop that down, we've got a lot of different things where you can jump on and check that out. Of course, all of our radio and TV segments, we are every month, we are on Your Carolina with Jack and Megan, Jamarcus, that crew, giving them an update on what's happening in our local real estate market. So you can check out those segments on there. You can also listen to some of our past shows that we have here on the radio as well. And then, of course, our VIP program, where we will reward you for referring your friends and family to us. You can check out that as well. And then our friend Mike Cruz with Make Greenville Yours, the great tour guide of Greenville. Really, you can go on there and connect with him through our website as well. And we really like to, a lot of folks that are moving to the upstate, we connect them with Mike because he does such a great job of just giving an overview of the upstate, some of the neighborhoods, some of the history, and a really great connection to the upstate for those that are thinking about moving here. So you check that out. You can see some of our client testimonials as well. I think we're up to well over 600 five-star reviews on Google. We're one of the most reviewed and most five stars of any real estate team, agent, or company in the entire upstate. And that just goes back to really we work to provide a high level of service to our clients, really providing that white glove VIP service to everyone, no matter what price point they're in, whether they're looking kind of right down the middle of the road, which the average home in Greenville is around $300,000, whether they're looking as a first-time home buyer, an investor, or whatever it is, we want to provide a really high level service, provide really good high touch service to you. And that bears out when you look at our reviews. We got some great, great team members that really do a fantastic job with our clients. So feel free to check that out. All of that, you can go to mygreenvillehome.com and see. You can call us directly from there as well, 864-527-7685. If you have a real estate need that you want to chat about, whether you're maybe thinking about selling and you see all this, you hear about the seller's market, you've got a question about that. Is it really that good of a market for your neighborhood, for your area, for your particular home? We'd be happy to kind of run some numbers for you, give you a good idea of what your home would be worth in this
recording
market.
In progress.
And that would be a great place to start that. So that's mygreenvillehome.com. You can call me 864-527-7685, and we'd be happy to chat with you about that. Well, one of the, we always like to just kind of keep tabs on what's happening out there nationally. And we look at, how that affects the local market as well. And as I'm doing research and kind of looking at different numbers out there and reading articles, we're always, want to be up to date on what's happening with the market. One of the terms that I'm starting to see more and more is buyer fatigue. And so we started kind of looking into that and trying to understand what does buyer fatigue mean. And what we're finding is, let me give you an example. So maybe you are, thought, well, this is my interest rates are low. I spent last year in quarantine so much. We decided we didn't like our house. We wanted to go look, and we started making offers, and we got outbid on an offer, or someone came in and they were all cash, and I have a particular loan that maybe it's a VA or FHA. And so we kept getting outbid. Sellers rejected our offers. And this happened, one or two or three or maybe five times. And finally, you're like, oh, forget about it. I'm going to wait until something different happens. That feeling is buyer fatigue. And so I want to talk about that a little bit today throughout our show, and actually bring on Lisa Rowe, who is a buyer specialist on our team. And Lisa has been working with buyers specifically on our team for the past, how long, Lisa? How long have you been on the team now? Well over a year.
It's been over a year, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
And Lisa came on, started on the administrative side of our team, helping with organizing our database. And she's just got a great, great background with customer service and does a fantastic job, and went ahead and got licensed and has been with us over a year. And just in the past few months, she's done an amazing job getting a lot of folks under contract that might have, had they not had Lisa on their side, suffered buyer fatigue. And so Lisa, thanks for coming on today and just kind of giving us some insight of an agent, right here in Greenville, working with a lot of buyers on what's happening. So Lisa, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I grew up in Greenville, been here for a long time, seen a lot of changes, know the area well, actually went to high school here, so I can speak well to the different areas of town. And yes, buyer's fatigue is a real thing, and I enjoy working with clients to help them find the right home.
Yeah. So Lisa has, you were born in Greenville?
I wasn't born in Greenville, okay. But I've been in Greenville since the 80s. I can say okay. That. So I've been here for a while.
A lot alike in that way that, so I was not born here, but we moved here in 1980. I kind of watched Greenville just grow. A lot of great things happened in the 80s and the 90s and the late 90s. But then over the past, I would say 4 or 5 years, it's just exponentially gone crazy.
Yes, lots of development.
Lots of development. So what was your background just for listeners out there? What did you do before you got your real estate license and joined the Hamilton & Company team?
Sure. So I have experience in the corporate advertising and marketing world. I also have experience in the local restaurant space, and I also have experience in direct sales. So real estate just seemed like a natural transition because I'm very familiar working with customers and finding what works for them. And so that just led really well to this opportunity.
Yeah. And it really, it's so true what you said. I mean, you've got a great background, a lot of different things. You've grown up, grew up in Greenville. As I look out on our board, I see your name a lot, Lisa Rowe, Lisa Rowe, Lisa Rowe. You've got a lot of folks under contract. So you're very busy. You're doing a great job really providing high level of service to clients. And so when we take our break, I want to come back and just chat with you what you're seeing firsthand here in our local market and some things that you've been able to do to help clients obtain their dream of homeownership here in the upstate. You're listening to My Greenville Home. I'm your host, Dan Hamilton. We're going to take our first break and we'll be right back. I'm on top of the world. All right, all right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're here every Saturday morning just as a service to the community, providing the latest news, information, advice to help you make smart real estate decisions. And we find that making a smart real estate decision really ends up being a smart financial decision for a lot of people. It's a great way to long-term build equity and build wealth in a super way, especially here in the upstate. Over the past few years, we've seen great growth in our market and values going up tremendously here. So it's a great time to be involved in the real estate market here in the upstate of South Carolina. And we're here today talking about this concept or idea called buyer fatigue, which is definitely, I think, a 2021 term. You know, every year there's a new term out there. Last year it was, you know, unprecedented pandemic, all that stuff, and you know, lots going on. But this year, from the real estate perspective, we're seeing some buyer fatigue, and that just means folks that have been maybe outbid on properties, or they're looking, or they, you know, they drive by a home, they see a new for sale sign in a neighborhood that they're looking for, they pick up that phone, they call, and the agent on the other end said, "Oh, I'm sorry, that home is already under contract." And if that happens to you, if it's happened to you a few times, that can make buyer fatigue set in. So we are chatting with Lisa Rowe, who is a specialist working with buyers on the Hamilton & Company team over the past year. Like I mentioned before, when I look up on our board, we have a big board in our office that has just tracks all of our homes that are under contract. And Lisa's name is up there a lot. And that means she's very busy and actually getting those homes under contract for her buyers. So Lisa, the first question is, kind of give me an idea of some of the folks that you've worked with this year. Are they local? Are they moving here? What's kind of the mix?
I've personally seen lots of folks moving from out of state, California, Colorado, New Jersey, New York, just really all over the United States. Arizona is another one that comes to mind that I've just personally worked with. And they love what we have here and they want part of that. And so you have an influx of people from outside the state. And we are seeing more inventory than we saw a couple months ago, which is great. But you really have to have a good, strong strategy and plan. And that's what I counsel all of my buyers on, and just try to get them to do their financing homework up front, get that all set, then start looking so we know what range that that your financing falls in and your priorities as far as where you want to be and those kinds of things. So you put those two things together and you got a good plan.
Yeah. So what is that? So someone calls, they say, "All right, Lisa, we're moving to Greenville. Help us get started." What are some of the first steps that you take with them? You mentioned getting a plan in place. What does that look like?
So we want to know what a good idea is to get your pre-approval already done. So If you actually live out of state, or even if you live in South Carolina and you just happen to be moving here, no matter where you're coming from, you need to be pre-approved for a loan. Obviously, if you're paying cash, you don't necessarily need to go through that step. But if you've got that already ready to go, then you know the range of home that you're looking for. And then when you're shopping, then you're not getting discouraged because you find something you love, but it's outside of your price range. So to have those decisions made up front is really going to benefit you. And your buyer's agent is going to help you quickly find what you're looking for.
So we've talked about this idea of a very fast-paced market in Greenville. And that's much different. This is my 20th year, and this is, over the past 2 years, it's been much different than it ever has been in Greenville throughout my career. So what are some of the things that you are counseling people? How do you set those expectations? What are you telling them about the market, and how are you actually winning? Because you've got several under contract. So how are you winning these bids?
Well, I spend a lot of time on the front end listening to their needs and helping guide them through that. And sometimes they don't know exactly what they're looking for, but they discover that through the process. So I try to set the pace for the long term, but let them know that they need to be prepared to move quickly in the short term, and that I'm here to help them move quickly. And these are the things that we can do ahead of time to move quickly. And then We get all those steps in motion And then we start really looking in earnest for that home that they're looking for. And it might take a little longer than they expect. So part of it's setting expectations as well.
Okay. That's some great advice. So once they say that you've done all that and they've done their homework, they've done everything that they need to do, they're pre-approved, they see a home that comes on the market, where does it go from there? What do you do?
So if they see a particular home that they like, I try to pull the details and just make sure, first of all, that it's still on the market.
Right.
Because sometimes if they're doing their own search online, it might already be under contract and they're not aware of that. So to work with a buyer's agent is really going to benefit you, because that agent is going to take you through every step and guide you through every step and let you know what's coming up next and get you prepared for that. Okay. So I do set up those tours, virtual tours if needed, and really get down to what they're looking for, what's really important for them in this stage of their life and for their family or whatever the case may be, and hone in on those needs and wants and do the best that I can for their family.
Okay. One thing I've noticed about you recently is that you put a lot of new construction under contract. So anything that buyers need to be on the particular lookout for when it comes to new construction?
Absolutely. So there are different new construction communities all over the upstate. And I would advise that if you are considering that option, know that a buyer's agent can represent you in that transaction, and you do want somebody on your side to help you navigate that. There are a lot of steps involved, and a buyer's agent can definitely help you with that, all the way from which builder, which community, make sure they're looking out for your best interests as far as any incentives that the builder is offering. And do you want to take advantage of those? And what does that look like? And how does that affect what you bring to closing and all those things? There are a lot of steps in new construction, but a buyer's agent is definitely in a position to help you with that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the new construction has been a lifesaver, honestly, for a lot of clients that have just, hasn't been enough resale inventory. And I know you've done a great job of making that a consideration for some people who may not have necessarily thought about it as their first choice. What about those folks out there who are like, you know what, I want to buy a home, but I also need to sell my home. I know that you've got a particular tool in your tool belt that you're using that's really differentiating and helping you win some of those bids as well for people that need to sell as well.
So it's called Knock, like knock on a door. And Knock is actually a lender based out of Atlanta. And the way that it works is it actually flip-flops the order from what a buyer and seller are used to. So let's say somebody lives out of state and they need to list their house and use the proceeds from that before they move. Well, if you use Knock, then you can buy a house in the new area before you sell the house in your current area. So that alleviates a lot of stress and pressure and hopefully negates moving twice, mm-hmm. potentially. So it really it's an opportunity to take a lot of pressure off of that buyer because they've got enough on them already.
Yeah, that really does. I mean, as long as I've been in real estate, that's been the biggest nut that people have tried to crack is that how do I move but not have the risk of two mortgage payments or having to sell and buy at the same day, and how do I go to a closing and move all that stuff, and so much stress. And you've done a great job of using, and we're, I think the first, I know we are the first team in the upstate of South Carolina to have access to be NOC certified. And you've done a great job of really kind of bringing that to attention to folks. And so they don't have to live in Greenville for that. I mean, it works in Greenville. We're working with, a buyer client right now, they're under contract, and we're getting ready to, as soon as they close on that, we're going to go back in, sell their home. They get the beautiful thing with NOC is they get up to six months of payments on their old home that is interest free. So they've got 6 months really to sell that home without having to come out of pocket. Plus, they get money to do any upgrade. So maybe their air conditioning is not working, or maybe the carpet has had pets and kids and all kinds of things, and it needs to be updated. So it gives them money to do that interest-free as well. So really cool tool that not many people really know about yet.
I give it as an option to all of my buyers, and we explore if it's available in their area and really take advantage of it if they can. So it's a great tool.
Well, Lisa, as we wrap up today chatting with you, thanks for taking some time to come on. I know you're busy. And
thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. I thought maybe you might have one or two tips. I don't know that we might leave with folks from you as a buyer specialist on how to either overcome buyer fatigue or avoiding it altogether.
I would say that if you can get your financing done ahead of time before you start looking, that's going to be a great step in the right direction. And like I said, set the pace for the long term, but be prepared to move quickly on the short term. And if you have a list of priorities of must-haves and also a list of negotiable features, then you can tweak it as necessary, and then you probably won't get as frustrated with the process when you know you're to a point where you can make some changes in what it is that you want out of that property.
Awesome. All right, Lisa. Well, thanks for joining us today. You are listening to My Greenville Home. We got to take our break, and we will be right back. Breaking out of this two-star town. I got the green light. I got a little fire. I'm going to turn this thing around. Can you read my mind? I'm on top of the world. Hey. All right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. Thank you so much for joining us this Saturday. Here we are, the last Saturday of July, getting ready for August, knocking on the door here, back to school time, all those fun things. Before you know it, we'll all be sipping on our pumpkin spice lattes. Hard to imagine that now. It's a 100 degrees, but it'll be here before you know it. So thank you so much for joining us today. We're talking about this idea of buyer fatigue when it comes to buying homes here in this crazy, and I hate to use the term crazy because it's not crazy, it's just, it is what it is, but it's a fast-paced market. And when you have lower supply than normal, higher demand than normal, it just makes it a very, very fast pace where you've got to jump on those properties that match what you're looking for. Got to have all your ducks in a row. It really pays to have a super buyer's agent, someone, an advocate on your side who can help you find that, negotiate it, and get you under contract. So appreciate Lisa Rowe, who is one of the just a top-notch buyer specialist on our team. She's done a great job. She really puts customers first and does her homework and just is very detail-oriented, does a super job for our clients at the Hamilton & Company team. So if you want to connect with her, you can give us a call at 864-527-7685. She has been in Greenville for a long time, knows the areas, knows homes, and just does a fantastic job. Well, if you are in the market for a home right now and you're looking for, if you need six bedrooms and want to be in a golf course community in northern Greenville, I have got the home for you. It is just hit the market a few days ago. It is at the Summit at Cherokee Valley. It is listed for $550,000, 15 Lord Byron Lane in Travelers Rest, six bedrooms, and just a great home on a 4/10 of an acre, golf course, walkout basement, flexible floor plan, just a super duper home, gorgeous kitchen. I love this kitchen, beautiful hardwoods throughout. You got a huge rec room, den space, kitchen, dining room, all in the basement level as well. Outdoor living features a large screen porch off the main floor, a patio off the basement, all overlooking the golf course. So just a great property that has hit the market that we'd love to show you. You can go on to mygreenvillehome.com. Just type in 15 Lord Byron. That's B-Y-R-O-N, Lord Byron Lane. And I should probably know who Lord Byron is or was, but I don't. But I'm sure that'd be a fun thing for you to Google and find out who exactly Lord Byron was. But that is a great property, $550,000 in Travelers Rest, listed with the Hamilton & Company team at Keller Williams. So it has been a very competitive market that we've been experiencing here in the Greenville area. I do believe, though, that we are going to start to see some more equilibrium to the market. I think we're going to start seeing some inventory maybe build up and maybe a little less demand, so it just kind of evens out a little bit. But some buyers out there are experiencing this idea, we call it just buyer fatigue, throwing in the towel, they're just done. So what exactly is buyer fatigue? How can you avoid it? And why should you consider continuing searching for a home even in this market? So what is buyer fatigue? It's really that feeling of frustration or hopelessness that some buyers out there are feeling or experiencing due to low inventory and maybe rejected multiple times in contracts, getting outbid, different things there. So why in the world would you keep trying? Isn't it better just to wait it out and maybe the market's going to crash, right? Maybe the home values will go down and you'll have a better opportunity. But you may be surprised that this is actually one of the best times to look, as tired buyers back out of the market, which we saw. I think we're going to see a little bit of a pullback here in July of the number of homes that sell. That's going to mean the inventory is going to start to rise. So that shift and was going to see some higher interest rates into the future. So until then, it's still kind of working in your favor to have, you know, some of those other buyers out there pull back a little bit. We are starting to get into the time in the next few weeks where people will be going back to school. Parents will be hitting the stores, kind of doing back to school shopping, a little distracted there. So I think you got a little window of time here where there's some homes on the market, interest rates are low, and you can kind of sneak around some of those other buyers out there. So just some advice for the tired buyer out there. So if you've been searching for a home, really the best way to combat buyer fatigue is to reevaluate your needs and your wants and your must-haves for your next home. You can really increase the number of potential homes out there by broadening your preferred neighborhoods. Maybe there was a certain neighborhood that you really were hoping for and it's just not happening. Maybe expand that to a couple other neighborhoods. Maybe you really wanted a 5-bedroom, but a 4-bedroom could work. Maybe you wanted a fenced yard, but you're just not finding one with a fence. Maybe look at homes that don't have fences and you can maybe add a fence later. So just adjust some of your preferred items that you want to have in your home. Additionally, the properties in less popular areas may have lower audiences and fewer competition, people competing for those homes. So maybe you look at, you know, a little bit of a geographic area look, a couple miles beyond what you had originally thought about. If you're, you know, in the Greer area, maybe you look at Inman or Welford or Lyman, some of these other areas where they're just, you know, Greer so popular, maybe just go out beyond that just a little bit to open up and broaden some ideas there. So if you haven't had that yet and you haven't, you know, been out there yet making offers and those kinds of things, you're just maybe preparing to enter the market, just considering it, here are a couple things to think about. Number one, just like Lisa mentioned when we talked with her earlier, is be prepared. She does a great job preparing her clients on what the market's going to look like, making sure that your ducks are in a row before you start looking at homes. So one of the worst things you can do is to just all of a sudden one day decide, I want to go buy a home, and just start calling the signs. You know, you're driving through a neighborhood and calling the signs and seeing what's happening. You need to do your homework first. You need to make sure that your finances are in order. You want to pull your FICO, check your credit, make sure your credit is up to speed. It's one of the biggest factors in a home purchase if you're going to get a loan, is to make sure that you've got a great credit score, as great as it can be. And then make sure you've got some money for down payment. Always, you know, check your finances. And of course, you need to have a job. Got to have income to be able to pay that loan back. So speak with a mortgage person first. They're going to really, because you never know, there might be things on, you might say, Dan, I've never missed a payment. My credit's got to be perfect. You'd be surprised. There are things in there that happen that you didn't know about. Maybe there was some fraud or something that took place that's on your credit report that you need to get cleaned up before you get out there and start buying. So in markets like these, where a lot of times homes are moving within hours of coming on the market, being fully prepared with a great offer, well-informed offer is important. And the way you do this is by partnering with a real estate agent that you trust. It's not good enough just to have an agent. You got to have one that you just explicitly, wholeheartedly feel is going to do the best job for you. Maybe it's not your cousin who just got their license. Maybe it's, you know, not that, but it's someone who knows exactly, knows the market, knows how to craft an offer that's going to get the attention of the seller and make them be drawn to that offer. And that's where experience, a great agent, really comes into play. Knowledgeable professional who has been down the road and has a great team around them. And that's why I wanted you to hear Lisa Rowe today on our team. She does a great job. If you're considering working with a buyer's agent, she would be one that you definitely should put on your list as someone who understands Greenville, knows the neighborhood, knows the market, has a lot of resources at her disposal, as you heard with NOC as a lender, to be able to make that non-contingent offer on a home where you have, you're able to, it's like a cash offer that you're competing with there, with some of the tools that Lisa has, with being a team member. So those are some ideas on buyer fatigue, some ideas to combat it. We got to take our last break. When we come back, we're going to take your questions. You've been listening to My Greenville Home. I'm Dan Hamilton, and we will be right back. All right. We are back. You're listening to My Greenville Home. Thank you so much for joining us today as we talk real estate here on your favorite local radio station. And like I mentioned earlier in the show, if you want to go back and listen to any of our past shows, you can do that. Some of the recent ones we've had that have been fun. The Flying Rabbit is a great new high ropes course, a zip line right there behind Home Team Barbecue on Lawrence Road. We had the owner, Jonathan Simmons, on a few weeks ago. Go listen to that. And then that'd be a fun thing for you to do this weekend here in Greenville. We've had the Mayor Fountain Inn on recently, talking about what's going on there. We've talked about all kinds of things. So you can go on to resources at My Greenville Home and pull those up. But I want to tell you about one more brand new listing we have that was just listed just a couple weeks ago in the Cliffs neighborhood. Cliffs Valley, actually, which is, if you're familiar with the Cliffs, it is a series of different communities throughout the upstate, even into Western North Carolina, some over on the lakes. And one membership gives you access to all of those. If you're into golf or equestrian, all health and wellness, all kinds of different, and of course, club membership there as well. But this is a great listing on Mountain Summit Road, which, if you're familiar with the valley, this is just the road that runs kind of up at the summit of the mountain. So that means you've got incredible long-range western views there at the Cliffs Valley. This is 1319 Mountain Summit Road. You've got a really unique dual master suite on the main floor. So maybe, you know, you've got a reason to have two master suites on the main floor. Maybe you've got a snorer who needs kind of some separation from a non-snorer. Not that I have any relation to that at all. I'm sure I never snore when I sleep, but this would be a great situation for something like that. Plus lower level basement, walkout basement rooms down there, great for guests. But just a super home, $900,000, five bedrooms, three full baths. Gorgeous mountain views, built in the year 2000, freshly updated with some nice paint here recently, spruced up and ready to move in, all for $900. So being at Cliffs Valley for under $1 million is a good opportunity there with those views. So check that out, 1319 Mountain Summit Road at the Cliffs Valley. So as we wrap up today, one of the things we like to do at the end is to answer your questions. So listeners' questions, you can always submit those to us at mygreenvillehome.com/questions. And we will work on those. We'll answer them right here on the air. And I'm happy to do that. So we got two today in our Ask Dan segment that I wanted to get to. Number one, Greg in Pickens has a question. He says, you know, it seems like right now is the time to sell your home. With houses selling so easily, why shouldn't I just list my home by owner and pocket the commission? Well, Greg, great question, and I'm glad you asked because you are correct. This is a great market to sell. I think we are hitting peak, honestly, in terms of what we're going to see for a while. When I say that, I don't mean that we're going to go down in value, but I do think we're going to kind of see a little evening out, a little bit of a plateau that we're going to ride for a little while. And I do hear this from time to time, you know, man, it's a great market. All I got to do is stick a sign out there and people will throw offers my way, throw cash. They'll just bring me buckets and barrels of cash to my house because it's so great. And I like to kind of tell the story about some friends who kind of thought the same thing. They're like, you know what? We live in a great neighborhood. We're just going to, you know, put a sign out there and sell it. They had a number in mind that they would have been happy with to get. But then I think something kind of, you know, reminded them, well, maybe we should call Dan and talk to him and see if he could, you know, give us any assistance in getting this house sold. I asked them, we kind of went through the house. I went through the numbers. I did some research. I said, you know, what is it that you wanted to get for the house? And they gave me that number. And I said, well, I'll be honest with you. I think we could get much higher than that if we put the home on the market. And if we price it just under kind of where I think it will ultimately end up, but price it just under that so we create really an auction-like atmosphere for your home. And they thought about it and said, all right, you know, let's go ahead and do that. If you really think we, and I'm talking about the number that I had in my mind was like $25,000, $30,000 more than they were going to be happy with as for sale by owner and just moving forward. Make a long story short, we put their home on the market. They did end up getting multiple offers. And in fact, I think 8, 9, 10 at least. We ended up well over that number that even I thought we could get. And with an offer that waived a lot of the different kind of contingencies in there as well. So they really ended up pocketing in their after all expenses and different things there, about $50,000 more than that number that they thought they were going to go with before we talked about that. So that would be just number one. I think a lot of people undervalue what they could get for their home. So, you know, that would be the main reason, one of the big things. But then just a couple other things to really just think about. When there's low housing inventory, prospective buyers are more likely to have an agent represent them in finding a home. So most of the time agents are looking, they're not looking on Craigslist. They're looking on the MLS, looking at the multiple listing service. And so that's where the qualified buyers are looking. They're looking through multiple listing service. So, you know, if you're for sale by owner and you're not able to put it in the multiple listing service, you know, you've got limited avenues in which to advertise your home and get it in front of the right kind of folks. And honestly, the other thing that, you know, when it comes to for sale by owner, a lot of buyers kind of have in their mind, well, you know, they're going to save commissions, so I'm going to come in with a lower offer. So it's kind of like a garage sale type situation versus if you go into Macy's or you go into a department store or, you know, you're not going to negotiate with them. The price is the price, unless they're having some kind of sale. But you really kind of come in with that more retail mentality. One more thing to keep in mind. So we're talking about, you know, this question of with home selling quickly, why do I need an agent? Receiving multiple offers, just like our friends, when they receive multiple offers, it's both a blessing and a challenge. So for example, you know, you receive two or more offers with the exact amount for the purchase price. Well, how do you know which one to choose? Just because they're for the same amount doesn't mean they are equal. So one of the buyers might have more tenuous finances. Maybe they can't make up an appraisal gap. Do you know what appraisal gap means? Maybe they don't have the extra cash out there. What if the home doesn't appraise? Do they still have that contingency in there or not? Or maybe they have a particular lender that we know from our experience is difficult. They don't close on time. There's just different things that we know and understand in this market, just through hundreds and hundreds of transactions, the pros and cons of different offers. The other thing, and just last point, are negotiations. So, you know, it's just generally speaking much more difficult to negotiate something in which you have an emotional attachment to. And whether we like it or not, we have some level of emotional attachment to our house when it comes to, even getting past the initial, you know, purchase price and contract and all that kind of thing. Then there's going to be repairs. There's, different inspections, all those processes, and just having to deal directly with that buyer, not having a middleman, not having an advocate on your side and dealing with all those things. A great agent is going to be much more valuable to you than that commission, that fee, whatever it is that they might charge. So I would strongly look at that and run the numbers. Just have a really good agent come and talk to you, walk you through that process, walk you through the pros and cons, and make an informed decision. But I know that just from experience, recent experience, that even in this hot market, we're able to help our clients net more money, and then not have hassle, you know, not have to deal with showings, having to let someone in their house, having to tour guide them around, all those kinds of things. I know that a lot of our showings, we're having, you know, 15, 20, 25 showings in 48 hours. That's a lot of people to try to parade through your home. So having an agent, even in a market like this, I would say, especially in a market like this, definitely makes sense. So Greg, that's a great question. I understand where you're coming from on that. But sometimes it's kind of like stepping over quarters to pick up pennies when you're trying to save money on something like that. So Stacy in Greer has a question about how high over asking price should I be willing to offer in this market? When is it time to give up and wait for a calmer market? And we definitely addressed a lot of that in our show today, Stacy. So thank you for that question. But I'll take the first one because we're almost out of time today. But really, that's going to depend on, are there other current offers? So how much more should you really be willing to pay than the list price? Do you have the money to make up the appraisal there? So lots of different factors there that we can't, unfortunately, get into today. But thank you so much for the question. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to My Greenville Home. I'm your host, Dan Hamilton, and we will see you next week.